Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find out that the content of the site has been created by listeners like you, and you can join in with that fun and add things to the website, and then others will vote on whether or not they like what you've suggested, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site, freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get interactive. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
All right, so there was the Podcast Awards recently, which thankfully our listeners voted for, both nominated and voted for Free Talk Live, and we actually ended up winning. And one of the other shows in the Podcast Awards lineup, not in our category but in a different category, was Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Yeah.
And Mark, you're a big fan of the show.
I really do like it. I've listened to many of the episodes and really enjoy it.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, Dan Carlin was one of the earliest advertisers on this program as well.
Yeah, he's advertised since then, too. But
has
yeah.
he?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
There's some ads.
I'm somewhat familiar with the program, and of course got the Google search thing where Google will send me search results for things I'm interested in, so I like to see, you know, who's talking about Free Talk Live or Free Keen, the websites that I run, what's the buzz out there on the internet about these things. And if you set up one of the Google alerts, you can have a Google alert set up for whatever you want, and then Google will email you, like, I think it's once a day, or at the very least once a day when there are new things that pop up within the top 20 search results on Google. Is I think that's how it works, because if somebody just posts the words Free Talk Live on their blog and nobody's looking at it, it's not going to make it into that top 20 search results, and so therefore they won't waste your time by giving you that information. And
I'd still be interested in what somebody said about Free Talk Live on their blog, but okay.
Well, it seems like most of the blogs do end up popping up. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe it's not the top 20 and I'm misinformed on that. Feel free to correct me. So the Hardcore History, they've got a forum for his show, and there's discussion that goes on there. And there was one thread in which they were discussing Free Talk Live mentioning Hardcore History on our program. And, I just went there to see what they were talking about, and there was some good critique of Free Talk Live there and some misinformation as well. And so I registered for an account, and I posted, and just to kind of
clear the air.
Yeah, to clear the air, to talk to the critics. And that's where it started, but then it ended up morphing into a, at this point, 5 or 6 page long discussion about the ideas of voluntarism or voluntarism. Of course, they think I'm an anarchist. I don't much care for that that particular term, because it has certain connotations to it. And it has kind of gone into this direction of people who are very, very smart, the people that are on this forum, very, very intelligent people, talking about their reasons why they believe that aggression is okay, and that that it's all right to, democracy makes it okay to aggress against peaceful
people. Do you have some of these reasons?
I do, and I wanted to share them because I was getting overwhelmed by, it's pretty much me, and like there's like maybe one or two libertarian-leaning guys on this, at least on this particular thread in the forum. I don't know how many in the total forum.
Sounds like fun.
But for the most part, it's me versus maybe 4 or 5 people that are in favor of having the state and just talking about the ideas of non-aggression and peace. And it's just gotten too much. I would spend my whole afternoon responding to these messages. So I figured some of the objections are so good, and there's objections that people need to hear answered. I figured it'd make more sense to address them here on the show rather than to simply write it out and address it for the benefit of the 20 people that might be reading that thread, or 200 people. I don't know how many people read the thread there. But more people will hear the answers here if I post them here. Whether they will read, those reading that forum will actually bother listening to this is another question. But I figured let's get some of these out there.
All right.
So I'm just going to jump into the middle of these because there's been a lot of messages that have gone back and forth. And we've gotten to the point of talking about, getting rid of these government monopoly services and putting in place essentially market-based functions, market-based protection providers, for instance, instead of
just allowing them and not forcing somebody to fund a particular service that they could choose to do otherwise. So if, for instance, you wanted to send your kid to a private school, you wouldn't have to pay to send other people's to run the public school.
So one of the objections to this, of course, is the old, well, the corporation. What you're suggesting is that we get rid of the state in favor of an oligarchy of corporations. basically the suggestion being that instead of having the state, we would have multiple protection companies, and they would all be fighting, and it'd be like this war between the protection companies.
The states aren't fighting?
Well, isn't a corporation...
Countries aren't fighting with each other?
Isn't a corporation a construction of the state to begin with?
This is true.
I mean, it didn't begin with the charters for the business that they applied for. I think in the involuntarist society that the companies would be more of a sole proprietorship or a partnership. They would be the owner, the person who owns it, and his name on the line. I'm sure you could have some sort of stocks and whatnot. But I think the idea of a corporation that's constructed from the standpoint of government regulations and government bureaucracy would be no more in that scenario.
Well, correct. I mean, the corporations protect businessmen from liability for their actions, and shroud them
in secrecy behind layers of corporate names and bureaucracy.
So, but the concern here from one of the people that is objecting is that I pointed out that the merchants that might be selling you protection services don't have the aura of legitimacy that governments have. So they're not going to be able to get away with just going over and murdering their competition. That's going to be murder. It's going to be seen as absolutely untenable. You don't have Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch attacking Coors or whoever their competitors are.
Coors is a good one.
Yeah, there's not an all-out alcohol war in the streets. Of course, somebody says, well, that's because the government's around to stop them. Well, no, it's because the people don't want to do business with criminal gangsters if they can avoid it. And in the open marketplace, you want to be seen as an honest person. You want to be seen as peaceful. You want to be seen offering a good product or service, not crushing your competition, crushing their skulls. And besides that, it's expensive to get involved in armed conflict, and you have to hire mercenaries.
Not to mention
killers.
That you know, when you have state governments, you know, these monopolistic governments that we're used to dealing with, they're not responsible for their actions. So if you're if you're over in Afghanistan and your wife is killed by a predator drone, and you had nothing to do with any kind of insurgency, at this point you lump it.
Yeah, they're immune. They have this immunity created by the government where you can't prosecute them, you can't have any sort of due process or judicial action because they're immune. It's just, I'm sorry, you file that motion or you file that case and the government says, it's tossed out.
So I suggested that if there were a situation where, like, a protection agency decided to just go all out and attack people... for what purpose, I'm not sure, but if they were to just go all out and attack somebody else, because it would be very expensive for them to do that, that they'd be rebuffed. Like, there would be other people that have other protection services, and they would have their own guns, and they would defend themselves. So people wouldn't just be rolled over like they would when it comes to this monolithic state that we're dealing with. And the person objecting writes back, he says, well, not if the landowner has fewer protection agents than the merchant has armed employees. At that point, we'll have devolved into a pseudo-African anarchistic state where merchant tribes and settled people clash their armed forces to settle land disputes. How does this further your goal of a peaceful, consensual society? Sounds like Rwanda.
Well, what you're dealing with here is, you know, I think that, yeah, that Rwanda is, you know, a violent place. You're talking about sort of tribal warlords going at it and that kind of thing. But I think that you need to go through what we have today. You need to get a government that's so large and so onerous, so invasive, so inefficient, and so, you know, ubiquitous that people see that they need better customer service. I don't think you're going to see America devolve into that. We're not one step away from a tribalistic, oriented, you know, anarchistic state that he's referring to. People want better customer service from their governments, and the best way to do that is to allow them to choose which government they want. And that's that's all I'm suggesting, is this sort of polycentric law where people can pick one government over another if they feel like, for whatever reason, the New Hampshire government is superior to the Vermont government, that they can pick it up and take it with them wherever they go in the United States. So, you know, now I don't have to wear a seatbelt because I'm a New Hampshire or whatever. This would require governments...
Granite Stater.
What's that?
You're Granite Stater.
Right. It would require governments to work harder in order to deal with people, and they wouldn't be able to just arbitrarily outlaw things like pot.
All right, there's more coming up here. We'll continue and dig into some of these objections in a moment. 800-259-9231.
Like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. The number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website and watch the show if you'd like. We've got a webcam, and it's free for you. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Built into the same page, you'll find the chat rooms. You can interact at the same time that you listen and watch the show. Watch the show over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free. Courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, add up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're reading some objections from the Dan Carlin Hardcore History Forum, objections to the ideas of liberty, and of course they usually are based out of the fact that the people that are objecting don't really understand what the concepts are. And the concept that we're looking at here, one guy is saying, well, it's going to be Rwanda. I mean, people are going to be fighting each other, tribes. The protection agencies will be attacking one another. It'll just matter who has the most protection agents, and they'll be all warring together, and it'll be awful.
Well, honestly, isn't that what's happening now? I mean,
yes, but now he's worried that it'll happen on a local basis. Like right now, these people believe that the people we're talking about, those who are objecting from this perspective, believe that the U.S. military is keeping us safe. That it's the military. Yeah, okay, the military may be doing bad things in some places. You might get some of them to admit to that. But they believe that in general, the existence of the U.S. military is what's keeping the invading hordes from coming here and killing us all.
I think that's absolutely foolish.
And that's as somebody who's been in the military.
Yeah, I've been in the Army National Guard, and I know a lot of friends that have been in the military, a lot of family members, various wars even. It's not the military that's keeping anyone safe here. It's ourselves, really, that's keeping us safe.
Right. What was the Japanese general that said he would never attack the United States mainland, that there would be a gun behind every blade of grass?
Right.
There are more weapons, more firearms in the United States than there are Americans.
And I think to this question that the person on the forum posed, I think one thing, you don't understand how these things are going to work right now. It's difficult to conceive of that in your mind.
Sure.
when so much of your indoctrination is this is how they are now. But one thing I wish to stress is that if you move to a free society, the first and perhaps most powerful tool of dealing with problem people and problem incidents is ostracism. And that's probably the first thing protection agencies are going to establish, is some way of propagating information about ostracizing a person based on some activities done that are harmful to other people or criminal.
Maybe they committed fraud or something like
right.
that.
Right. So things like the protection agency would go about the simplest way to accomplish these goals while spending the least amount of money. And I think things like just going to the butcher and saying, look, this guy's been beating his wife, he's a bad dude, you know, don't sell him any meat, don't sell him any cigarettes today, and tell him, look, you want this service, you want me to sell you some products, you're going to have to be an upstanding member of the community.
Yeah.
It's things along that line where you can talk with the people of the community and have the community response instead of a monolithic force.
I tend to disagree that ostracism is this panacea that's going to solve a lot of things. I think you said that would be the place that people would go first. I don't know that the agencies would have any benefit from financially propagating the idea of ostracism. I do think that it'll be a powerful force, but I think it's a powerful force now. But I really think that governments, that work in a sort of a free market system would still act to some extent like governments. If you harm one of their quote-unquote citizens, one of the people who have signed up with their particular brand of government, you can believe they're going to go after you in the same way that...
Well, in this world you're talking about, they would be more likely to do that. In our current world today, they may not do anything if you've been harmed. I mean, the government has no obligation to protect you. In this world that we're talking about, where you would have, as you put it, Mark, competing governments, or protection agencies, or whatever you want to call them, then if they don't do their jobs, if they don't provide the protection, then you get your money back, or you cancel their service and you go with somebody else.
Right,
that's something
exactly
that would encourage what you're talking about into happening, Mark.
Now, what's the writer's name here?
D.B. Trek.
Okay. So, D.B., this is how I sort of came to this conclusion, and I want to see if it's going to be useful to you. The fact is, in this world, at one point, it was far more likely that you would have geographic areas split up by religion. And if you went in to one of those other places and you propagated your type of religion, that you were going to die. I mean, they killed Quakers. The Puritans killed the Quakers. They cut off their ears and eyes. I mean, you can still find this around the world. Now with problems going on in Iraq, they're killing Christians. They're mad at the United States for killing Christians in Iraq. So you can find these situations, but mostly in the United States, this is unheard of. There wouldn't be a lot of violence based on people's religions. So we're seeing society move from the point that religions were attached to geographic areas to where they're not. Well, I think that you're going to come to a point in the future that people are going to demand the kind of service with communication that we have on the internet and things like that. People are going to demand the kind of service that a government is simply unable to provide because they don't have the market signals that, you know, our government, as we understand it today, wouldn't be able to provide because they don't have the market signals. They just can't respond in the same way. It's, I mean, the Constitution itself is 200-year-old technology where people who rode on horses decided to send representatives to a central location to vote on to keep a sort of a federated, small, unintrusive federal government. Look what it's grown into. And how do you drive a stake through the heart of this thing? You can't. I mean, it's so big and ponderous. Well, I think that people want better customer service, and I think there will come a time in the future where you will find that governments themselves are not attached to geographic areas, that they're no longer that way, that they protect citizens. These are protection agencies more than anything. That's all people want from their government is protection.
So the other thing that needs to be pointed out on this objection about the supposed warring protection agencies and people constantly battling is that in order to get to this future that we're talking about, this free market world, which is not a utopia, by the way, there's still going to be problems, still going to be conflicts, still going to be issues.
It's not like communism. That's just
between human beings. Yeah. That's what I'm being accused of, as being a utopian, of course. So it's not a utopia. I'm not proposing that. I'm just proposing a consensual interaction between human beings, which is what most humans do anyway, 99%.
Hold on just a second. Utopian. Think about this for a second. If you take the 20th century and you look at it and you add up every – you pick any disease that you want and you compare it to the disease of war, of governments executing their own citizens. If you look at government – and it's killing fields, and you compare that to anything else, you will find that it is the deadliest thing that we have on this planet. Government, yep, as it exists today, is the most deadly thing.
Yeah.
And you're calling Ian a utopian? Like, you're sided up with the most deadly thing that the world has dealt with in the 20th century, Ian's a utopian.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they believe that if the government were run the way they want it to,
it's never going to be. That's the fantasy. That's the carrot that hangs in the stick that you'll always be chomping at. Ludicrous.
Well, the other thing that they're not factoring in is that getting to this point where we would have competing governments or protection agencies or free market in these services requires people to come to those conclusions. It requires a paradigm shift. And so really what they're saying here belies their true beliefs about humans. They believe that humans are barbaric individuals who are constantly fighting, and they need some betters around to stop them. And I'd like to address that when we come back. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Speaking of SACL, Mark, what is SACL?
SACL is a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL is run by Jason Osborne. He is a member of the Free State Project, big proponent of liberty, and one of the longest sponsors of Free Talk Live. So if you've got a company and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you.
All right, so we'll continue here. Take your calls as well. We're sharing some objections from the Dan Carlin Hardcore History Forum. It's at dancarlin.com. That's Carlin with a C. And, of course, one of the most frequent objections that comes up to the idea of moving to the marketplace for providing protection services and getting away from the violent monopoly that is the government and what that means. It's very scary. It's very confusing. For me, it was very difficult to wrap my mind around the first time I heard it. I had to go and read The Market for Liberty a couple times, those relevant chapters on private protection, as to really kind of start understanding. And then even still, then I had to really kind of think on it. And
you get it at book.freetalklive.com.
You can
free.
Download that at book.freetalk. I think we activated Free Talk Live, but definitely go to book.freekeen.com, and you can get that and some other great liberty-oriented books. But the idea that there's going to be this huge tribal warfare that's going to spring up in the absence of the monolithic state is really predicated on a very negative view of mankind and humanity. It's essentially somebody who says that is somebody who really believes that humans are just these barbaric individuals who are just chomping at the bit to attack one another over various different reasons, and that it's only because of this wonderful state that we have created, the democratic state, that everybody is kept in line, and that if we didn't have our betters in the state, that everything would just fall apart. And I'm sorry, but there's just not really any evidence for that. The reason why human beings aren't doing those things now isn't because the state exists. It's because human beings, they understand inherently, we've understood over generations, that things work out better when we work together, that we get more when we come together and we cooperate and we buy and sell in the marketplace and offer products and services rather than steal products from other people and take things and threaten. Most people don't behave in that way, not because there's a chance they might go to jail, but because their lives get better when they cooperate with other people.
Right, right. They don't experience all the negativity that comes with, like, killing a person. It just as one example. Obviously, it's the hardcore one. But just the act of killing a person will change the person who does the act. Mm-hmm. It's not something to be taken lightly. And then dealing with killers, I think most of our society doesn't like to the idea of dealing with the killer and shopping with him or being a customer of his or being in any way associating with this person. There's sort of a negative stigma, and it's well deserved for people who are murderers or thieves.
I don't want to hire a protection agency that's going to go around and try to kill the other protection agencies. That's going to be, it's going to be a very expensive thing to do, and secondly, I don't support violence and aggression.
Right, right.
And so it really just shows the people who are objecting for what they believe about humans. They believe these things about humans, but that's a reason to be against the violent monopoly, and they don't realize that if people are really that bad, if humans are inherently this conflict-oriented and this seeking of violence toward one another, why on earth would you want to give one group of them a total abject power over everybody else? I mean,
I agree that humans are violent, primates, and to some extent still stuck out on the savannah. I do think that what you've said is true, that mostly they participate in voluntary interactions throughout their day. But this is the most important part. If humans are bad and need rulers, then the only rulers they can have are other humans who are bad.
Also bad.
And
right.
Can't be ruled.
And the idea that
that's
only
ludicrous. If humans are good, then they don't need rulers. Yeah. So you have this real conundrum. Now, I think people do, in fact, need rulers, but I think that they should be able to pick their own rulers.
If you want to be ruled, you should be able to make that choice. I would never force someone to not have someone tell them what to do if that's what they want.
I think that you would have to have some kind of a protection agency or another. Carrying around a Glock on your hip isn't going to do it.
Oh, it might. It all depends.
Personal responsibility, though, would dictate that is the first step for protection.
Oh, absolutely. You could believe that there'd be a lot less crime, if you've got people walking around with just about everybody's arms.
There's an objection on the crime issue coming up here in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones, talk to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex.
What's on your mind tonight?
So the person on the forum there, they said that there was tribal warfare and that this was going to, that Americans would devolve into some type of violent, radical, just man-on-man killing. The problem that I see with that is that they think that it's everybody out for themselves. But in general, a lot of these things are people grouping together, and it's one ethnic group versus another ethnic group, and really what it comes down to is religion. I think the problem with violence and irrational behavior stems from religion.
I bet you'd have a lot of people agree with that statement on this particular forum. I'm just speculating based on the intellect of the conversation that has been going on. And if you want to go over there, it's dancarlin.com. It's their forum. It's in the I think it's one of the top selections in the forum. It's in the Discuss the History Show section of the forum, and because it's being posted in a lot, it's right there at the top of the list of threads. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, yeah, but, there's a lot of religions, and I think generally people don't believe in the religions. They just kind of do it because that's the way it's always been. The people really aren't as radical anymore. But there is one religion that really needs to go away in order for us to have a peaceful society, and that's the religion of the government.
Yeah,
I agree.
There are a lot of similarities between organized religion and government, no doubt. Thanks, Alex, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So continuing with DB Trek's email here, I then...
Email?
That's not email. Thank you. Forum post. I told him that he was misunderstanding me in our earlier conversations. I said, I don't propose replacing government with an oligarchy of businesses. I propose people interacting on a consensual basis. That's all. The government can stick around. Just start acting consensually. You can offer your services in the marketplace like the rest of us offer our product and services. And if they're valuable, people will purchase them. But he says, well, how do you get 300 million plus people to consent to anything without coercion? Suppose myself and
300 million plus people consent to all kinds of things every day.
Right, and I don't need all 300 million to consent to the same thing. I don't need them all to agree.
Right, there'll be varied communities, varied areas, and if you like a certain set of laws or you like a certain set of conditions, then you can go to that area and those conditions will be met.
Suppose myself and 100 million other souls decide we do not honor nor respect any contracts you make with anyone else. How do you achieve a functioning society when one-third of us refuse to recognize your contractual law? I have a feeling the solution involves force somewhere down the line.
Well, just won't deal with you.
So he's talking about the difference between force and aggression, and I think that that's something that needs to be addressed here.
Believe me, I addressed the aggression issue earlier, but it just doesn't. It doesn't fly over. They don't understand
the difference between force is, let's call it force what it is, violence. Mm-hmm. Aggression is the initiation of violence.
You're starting
it. The first person to start it.
Sure.
So, there's probably instances where the best solution to the problem is going to be using violence against, somebody else who's initiated force against you. I'm not saying I advocate it or anything like that. I'm just saying that may be very well to be the solution. And, when somebody, when somebody's looking at the situation afterwards, sort of mediating, what happened here, what went on, I think they're going to say it's okay if somebody broke into your house and was threatening you with a weapon to have shot them.
I think right now we already have situations where people don't want to deal with contracts. I think this is another straw man argument of his. If you don't want to deal with the contract, you don't sign it, and then we have no deal. I have no obligation to you. You have no obligation to me. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's the attitude you want to take, then I'm certainly not going to associate with you. It's very simple. And yet people want to clutter it up with all this, well, if I don't do this, then what are you going to do to me? And it's, well, I don't control you. I don't want to control you. I don't want to tell you what you should do. But if you want to interact with me, there are certain standards to be met.
Well, right. And earlier in the conversation in the forum, the idea was brought up, well, what if people just come and camp on your land? What if they come and trespass and set up camp in your backyard? Or, are you going to use force at that point? I said, well, yeah, but that's not aggression on my part. They were the ones who aggressed first by coming onto my property. Now, really, we do have to have the same premises from which to start. And that's an important point. It's like, if they don't believe in property, and I do, and my neighbors do, then there's going to be a problem. So I want to dig into the idea of some of the premises that we're coming from here in moments. You can also bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Enough time for your thoughts. If you make them, make the call now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll enjoy our features for free. We've got a lot of stuff there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find there banner ads that you can add to your favorite website. You'll also find flyers that you can print out and post around places and promote Free Talk Live. Various different things you can do to get the show on more stations and get into more ears across the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We're addressing some objections to the ideas of liberty by some folks that are pretty darn smart. And one of the tricks with the intelligent people is that if they start from the wrong premise, then their intelligence is applied in ways that, well, really aren't very productive for human freedom down the line. If you start from the premise that people are evil and need to be controlled, then you're never going to be get to the point where you can admit that people need to be allowed to be free. You've started from the wrong premise.
But if people are evil and need to be controlled, then who's going to control them? Evil people.
So
obviously, who's going to be attracted to these seats of power?
Only the best of the best, Mark. The angels.
The wisest.
Right, because we didn't have we don't consistently over and over again have the choice between two crap sandwiches for president, right?
So he says, well, how do you get 300 million people to consent to anything without coercion? Suppose me and 100 million other people decide we don't want to respect the contracts you make with anybody else. How do you achieve a functioning society when a third of us refuse to recognize your contractual law? Well, he's right from one perspective, and that is that if there are 100 million Americans that don't start from the same premise, that property is a good idea. Like, property is
nowhere near you're talking about 300 million Americans, and the vast, super 90-something percent majority understand property and understand they don't want theirs taken from them.
Generally, that's true.
And, the golden rule is something that they can apply to themselves, which is, they don't want, if I don't want mine taken from me, then I shouldn't take it from anybody else.
I think property rights will be different under the free society than they are now. They're not going to, just like anything else, protection, property, any of these other little things that we're talking about, everything will be slightly different than it is now, because everything that is now is part of the state.
So, when I think about cultures that don't respect property, there's that one that the island of sharing or something that the Magellan cruise found, where they're essentially they were just stealing things off the ship, but these people didn't understand property in the mm-hmm. same way. So it's certainly true that that could happen, but largely, mostly cultures understand property rights, and they mostly understand them in the same way.
It's
socialism and its ideas have infected the world,
right,
and they make it difficult difficult for people to see it, because essentially they believe that we all belong to the state, and the state owns everything.
And that's what they believe. A lot of them believe on this forum that, well, the state stole, the people that called themselves the state hundreds of years ago stole the land from the Indians, and so therefore they own all of the land.
Well, then, if that's true, then, you know, it's the other governments, all the other governments are legitimate, too. And when you're talking about some dictatorial situation where, you know, where they can execute all their citizens, that's legitimate, too. Like, it's legitimate because they've got the guns and they'll blow your heads into little bitty pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's legitimate in that way. You can enforce your will if you're a violent SOB, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
So, back to the idea of property. It's an important point to start on, and I might agree with you, Mark, that 90% of Americans get it when it comes to property. They certainly get it when it comes to their property. The other idea, certainly there are a lot of people that take welfare and they think that they're entitled to other people's property, and that's another problem. And as you pointed out, the state has created that mindset. But let's just presume that this guy's right, that there are 100 million Americans. Because really, to object to the ideas of liberty, you always have to go to the ludicrous extreme. You really have to come up with some pretty absurd scenarios in general. So let's presume he's right, that 100 million Americans just don't get it when it comes to property. They don't care about where your lawn begins and theirs ends. They think they can just go and set up camp wherever they want to, and so on and so forth. That is really a problem, because in order to have a society that functions well, people have to generally start from the same set of premises, and so you want to have people living in the same area, and this touches on something you mentioned before, JJ, is that people would hopefully settle in areas around people that think similarly.
Exactly.
And that's one of the points where the Free State Project really comes into play as an important factor in essentially being the catalyst toward moving to liberty and getting people to understand what freedom is to get people who are of that like mindset, because the people that are joining the Free State Project, they get property rights. Because they understand that your freedom, in many cases, comes from the idea of property and respecting other people's property and the interactions that come between people trading property and all of that.
Right. I think that the definitive part will be that there will be geographic regions. I don't want to call them towns or cities or states.
Mm-hmm.
There will be geographic regions that follow a specific set of standards or premises, that you, like you said. And then it will be known that you want to conduct business in this town, this community. Everyone who lives here has agreed to work by these set principles. And you're more than welcome to join us, but we ask that you follow these principles. And if you don't want to, well, then you're not really welcome here.
And that's going to be pretty obvious. If you've got an area, let's say New Hampshire, that is loaded full of people that understand property rights, and you come in as this communitarian who, you know, is just going to pee wherever he wants to and set up his tent and doesn't care because it's, you know, he doesn't believe in property, that's somebody who's not going to get along very well in that society.
That's going to be a situation where might does make right. You can believe it.
Well, and it's not to say that that person deserves to be harmed.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that's going to be a reality if they continue on with that behavior and don't learn from, the situations as they arise.
So, I agree with this guy that premises are very important. And again, we have to evolve too.
Okay,
this
let's
is not
talk
going
about
to start
something
tomorrow.
Else. Just as a brief thing, the Old West. You know, there was towns where they wouldn't allow guns inside the town. You know, you have to
inside the city limits.
Inside the city limits, you walk into the city limits. You want to conduct business there. You want to rent a hotel room, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You have to follow these guidelines. And if you don't like it, well, there's a town just down the road where you can carry your gun on your hip all day long. So why don't you go to that town? And that's how they handle things. Obviously, there were people that got out of hand, and the law, quote unquote, the protection people had to deal with that. But
well, they're going to say, how's that different from what we have now, JJ? I mean, there are towns with different rules and different laws now.
Sure.
How's that different?
It's not different. But that's the point. There's choice. It's back then.
But you can choose to leave. If you don't like it here, you can leave.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I think the idea of geographic, I think that it's a reality that that's how you have to do it. If you want to change things, that you're going to have to pick up and move in order to get around other people that believe like you, and that's why the Free State Project has been successful thus far. But I don't think that people want that for themselves. And in this era of communication, you're finding, say, you know, the Green Revolution in Iran, where they're saying, you know, no, we're sick of this. And you're finding discontent all over, because governments aren't able to provide people with good customer service because they don't understand market signals.
So I pointed out to him at one point that that the government doesn't really own anything that they have because they've stolen the money from folks in order to get it. So they don't own those things legitimately in the same way that a group of car thieves doesn't own the cars they steal or the things they buy with the money they get from the chop shop for those stolen cars. And he responds, well, there's an interesting thought. The car thieves are only criminals because the law, as written by the oppressive government, declares them as such.
No, common sense declares them as such.
Yeah, natural, the idea of property and people who respect property declares that as a criminal act. If you believe in property, then it's a crime to have somebody take your property without your permission. That's not something you need to have codified in law in order to say that's a crime.
Right. Mostly what the judicial system's been set up for, over the 1,000 years of common law and that, you know, have gone through sort of Western civilization, is to protect the accused. It's not about protecting the innocent. Because, the victim, I should say. The fact is, if you were accused of something in some town, you're likely just picked up and lynched. So the judicial system was to protect those that were accused, not those that had been harmed. Believe me, people will figure out how to protect themselves from those that might harm them.
Right. There are two typical categories of crimes when it comes to the government laws that have been written down. There's the malum prohibitum, and then I don't remember what the other malum is, but it's the stuff that isn't malum prohibitum. There's malum prohibitum, which is the things that man have decreed as criminal, like building a curb too high, or putting a driveway in that's too wide, or some silly nonsense. Having a plant in your pocket, having marijuana on you, that's not a criminal act in that it's not something that has actually done harm to anybody. No one has been harmed by me walking around with a bag of marijuana in my pocket. But yet it has been written down as a man law and has been called a crime. That's a malum prohibitum. The other things are things that you don't need to have written down. As you mentioned, common sense. You take somebody else's life, you hurt them, you break their bones, you've committed an act that is against natural law. And I wish we had more time, but we are out of it. It has been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it has been Ian here with you. And JJ.
And Mark.
And JJ. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. And by the way, again, this is all this information from dancarlin.com, their forum over there. Maybe we'll share some more of it tomorrow because we only got through one post tonight. There's a lot more. Good objections from smart people, and I appreciate them. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.